Well, hello everybody. I would just like to say thank you for everybody listening to me. We're up to 5,906 plays. Hallelujah, or alhamdulillah, as my Muslim friends would say. Alhamdulillah. Something real quick that I wanted to share with people, and is the stupidity of young people. And please don't get me wrong, this is my opinion, but we didn't act like this when we were y'all age. And I don't know what in God, I'm trying not to cuss y'all, but I don't know what's going on with this age of people. I just don't understand them, you know. I really don't. It just seems like the stuff that social media is a poison. Is poison to our young adults. It's just poison. It just rots your mind. It makes you do stupid stuff. Why would you do a crime and then go on social media and brag about it? Or why would you do just horrendous stuff, you know, and then record it? Just so that you can get views, and just so that you can get likes, and all this other kind of stuff. If you that deprived of attention, then you need help. You need to seek a therapist, because it just doesn't make any sense. Just recently, if you up on current events, a young lady had lost her life. And down in Mexico, was it Cabo San Lucas, I think? If I'm wrong, I know I'm wrong. But it was down in Mexico, and her friends had something to do with it. And they all came back like everything was all hunky-dory, and, you know, and she lost her life. And they beat her half to death, and then claimed that she died of alcohol poisoning when they videotaped it. So that alone doesn't make any sense. It's senseless. My heart goes out to her parents. It's very sad. It's very sad to lose your daughter, your son, but to be that cold and callous, to beat somebody up, to kill somebody, take somebody's life. And my thing is a life for life, you know. But then I sit back and I think. And I think about this, and it burns me to my soul that somebody would be that callous and that just dumb, really, to do all of that, to go on vacation and then beat somebody, you know, beat up somebody, kill him, and then get up and leave like it was nothing. Oh, she died of alcohol poisoning. So they left her. No other explanation. No other explanation, but she died of alcohol poisoning, knowing good dang well that they were going to do autopsy. And how can she die of alcohol poisoning when somebody uploaded the video to the internet? So right there, That didn't make any sense. So my heart goes out to her parents. I hope they get the vengeance that they need to get because that was senseless. That was cruel. It didn't make any kind of sense. And whatever beef that was going on, it wasn't that serious to take somebody's life. I just can't understand the young people today. They want to kill, but they don't understand the consequences. There's for every action, there's a consequence. There's every action, there's a reaction. The universe is just it. You can't do bad and expect good things to come back for you. Now, see, this was a senseless act that doesn't, I mean, and it made it look like she didn't mean nothing to them. I say, who all went on that trip should be charged. That's my opinion. That's how I feel. End of story. That's how I feel about it. Every single person that went on that trip should be punished for what they did because they allowed it to happen. And I feel for their parents. I feel for her parents. I really do. I really do because this girl, she was an entrepreneur. She had her own business, you know? And then some jealous heifers take her life. And then not expect anything. She died of alcohol poisoning. Let's go home. That doesn't make any sense. Senseless. Senseless. And then you look at all these young rappers. They making all this money, uploading their music to the internet or whatever they're doing. Next thing you know, they on social media with guns and having a beef against this person, they beef against that person, and then probably about a week or so later, they're dead. They're shot, they killed. I'm like, my God, the way that young people are killing each other. It's crazy. I can't believe it. And it's all in the news. It's all in the news. Every single day. Every single day. Somebody's child is losing their life over some stupid stuff. Consequences. Consequences of all your actions that you do is going to come back to you. You can't just not do something and then expect you to go on about your life. You knew good dang well that if you take their life, you take somebody's life. They upload a video to social media, end of story. And then you claim something else. You caught in a lie. You're lying about it. It doesn't make any sense. It's senseless. And I look at all the younger kids that's coming up. It just seems like it's going to be like a whole, it feels like a whole generation of kids are going to be gone. A whole generation of adults, young adults are going to be gone. Just like a bullet, just wiped off the face of the earth. Because that's all they're doing. They don't understand that there's consequences. There's stuff that you can't do stuff and not expect something to not happen. It's gonna happen. That's a big deal. Somebody's life was gone. Somebody's life is, she's never coming back. And I'm always concerned. I'm always concerned about my son and my daughters, because they have to, they're young adults. You know, I have a daughter that's almost, it'll be 30 pretty soon, in like a couple of years. And then I have a son that will be 30 probably around 3-4 years. And then I have a daughter that just turned 16, sweet 16, today, the 22nd. She just turned 16. And I'm so concerned about her. I'm so concerned about all my kids. I'm so concerned. And I pray all the time about, just watch over, allow them to have a peaceful life. Allow them to not make decisions that's going to ruin the rest of their lives. If it's killing another person, or stealing a car, running from the police, thinking that's the best thing in the world, or beating up somebody and then posting it on social media. Another story, this is probably a last one, or I probably got a couple more. It's a long episode, I know. This one guy, what was it? I guess it was an Uber driver that was just driving down the street, and I guess it was like a drive-by shooting, to where it was brothers. There were two brothers in the car, and the one brother got shot up pretty bad. So they're on the corner. I guess the car has stopped, and there is a crowd out front, as usual, front and center. And then what do? Take our phones out and record it. So he said that he wanted to get the whole crowd, because they stood up there while this man was bleeding out, videotaping it. Why would you be that damn morbid and that damn callous to sit there and let somebody die and you videotape it? He said he wanted to get them so bad. But he said he pulled up. He saw that they were in trouble. He put the young man in the back of his car and sped them to the hospital. And he was so mad that no one in that crowd would take him, had the initiative, had the gumption to call 911 to save his life. They'd rather sat up there and live stream it or upload it to social media so they can get likes and views and go viral. But the guy was offered, $500 or $5,000? It was either or. The man is a saint. He turned that money down and he said, no, don't give it to me. Give it to the young man so that he can pay his hospital bill. Because from his understanding, that young man had a family. He had kids. He had, you know, he had a family. And see, and again, that's what they don't realize, that young lady had a family. She had a family, had a mother and a father. They were so concerned about her. and they took her life. And then dumped her in Mexico like she was trash. I hope that the FBI do something to them. And I hate to be so cruel about it, but it's got to be done. Justice has to be done for that family. They have to do something, because that was something that was totally unnecessary. It made no sense at all. So my thing is that I just wanted to say, in conclusion, and I already talked about 16, 17 minutes, but love and cherish. Stop being stupid, young people. Value life. You only got one go around. One. And that's it. You're not bulletproof. You're not. There's consequences to your actions. And that's the thing. Y'all act off rip. Off rip. Just do it. Just, you know, you've heard the expression, doing it all willy-nilly. And that's what you do. You do stuff all willy-nilly and don't think of the consequences behind it. Dump that girl off in Mexico and like she was trash. Like she was a bottle that you just throw away. That's sad. That's so sad. Well, I know I talked long enough, but I just wanted to just say that this is a episode dedicated to the young lady that lost her life in Mexico due to her friends being so damn jealous, or whatever you want to call it, you know, or people that she associated herself with. Really, really sad. My heart goes out. Anyway, I just wanted to just wrap this episode up by just saying that love somebody, love all things, big and small. Think about your consequences. Think about them. There's always consequences to every action. There's a reaction. Can't just do something and then expect somebody to go away, expect it to go away, and then by deleting your social media doesn't, you know, if they want you, they will get you. And I'm telling you this right now, and I hate to be so cruel-hearted, I hope they get the maximum and get every last one of them that went on that trip. And I mean it. Stupid fool gonna get on social media. No, you knew about it. You should be charged too. You should be charged too. Even though if you didn't see the fight, you should be charged too. That's my opinion. I'm out.